In recent months, two rival gangs have overwhelmed a remote town on the Navajo Nation. The community epitomizes the desperation many Navajo people feel due to the lack of adequate law enforcement. From KJZZ's Fronteras Desk in Flagstaff, Laurel Morales reports.
Pinyon, Arizona sits right in the middle of the Navajo Nation, a reservation the size of West Virginia. The dusty town is only accessible by dirt roads and has no police station or jail. At the local flea market, Grace Shoney and her daughter make and sell fry bread under a large blue tarp.
When you call the cops, they never show up. And it takes about 3 to 4 hours before they come down. They'll be dead by the time they get here.
Shoney's daughter, Sandra Henry, has had more than one brush with violence. She and her 11-year-old son recently stopped at Basha's, a local grocery store, for chips and soda after school.
And he wanted to stay out. The vehicle. So I left my truck parked out there, but just when I walked in, they locked down Basha's, and they said there was a shooting out there. And I'm like, wait, my son's out there. And they're like, no, you can't go out there. I'm like, oh my God. My son's sitting in a truck and this guy shooting around Basha's. It was scary.
Henry says a local finally tackled the shooter. She and her son left before police could get there. Another time, Henry and her husband pulled over to help someone they thought had car trouble. It turned out to be a truck full of teenagers with guns.
My husband said, hey, are you okay? You know, you need help? And this one guy just pulls a gun out at us, and we're like, I was like, oh, that really freaked me out. We ended up hiding and running around our vehicle while those people shot at us.
Everyone in Pinyon has a story. An elderly Navajo woman who was too fearful of gangs to use her name came to a recent community meeting to hear what was being done about the violence.
Pinyon is the most dangerous place on the reservation. In early days, it wasn't like this, but right now, it's scary to go places. I stay home. I do rug weaving.
Everybody knows how thinly stretched out we are.
Sergeant Gary Granson can't help but laugh. 210 officers patrol the sprawling Navajo Nation. That's one officer for every 130 square miles. And as violence has increased, more police have handed in their badges. The Navajo Police Department has lost almost 100 officers in the last 5 years, a third of its police force. Granson says gang members seem to know where they are all the time.
They have access to scanners. They probably have people that look out for them.
Gangs are an import from the big cities, Granson explains. Young people leave the reservation, go to Phoenix or Los Angeles, get involved in gangs there, and bring them back to their Navajo communities. With 50% unemployment on the reservation, the easiest way to make money is to sell drugs.
We have meth, we have marijuana, and we're starting to see heroin out in our area, and of course, alcohol.
Granson says they need more officers and more prosecutors. Right now, the area prosecutor is on leave, and jail space is limited, so the best they can do is arrest someone and hold them for 24 hours. So Granson says it comes down to families.
The bottom line is there's not a lot for the kids to do. I mean, we don't have the facilities available to the kids where they can, like, go for basketball or, you know, something simple like that, or a library center.
Mother of five, Sandra Henry, says that's a poor excuse.
Most of the time, you got to do your things with your kids. You know, as they're growing up, you can go haul wood, go sell some wood, go do something, take them camping, go herd sheep, go after the cattle, the horses. There's a lot of things to do here on the rest.
The Navajo Department of Corrections director says the Pinyon Police Substation is in the design stage, but the tribe still lacks funding to build it. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.